For me, one of the most moving scenes in the gospel is the story in Matthew that relates to us John the Baptist in prison. And as he's in prison, he sends his disciples with a message to Jesus when he asks, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Here, of course, we're given insight into John's situation as he's aware of the things happening to him that will ultimately result in his martyrdom at the hands of Herodias and Herod. And in prison, he's wondering, he's asking this question: did I get it right? Did I see things clearly? And one of the things that is also not explicit in the scripture is it's not clear as to whether or not John's disciples ever got back to him with Jesus' answer, where Jesus, yes, affirmed that, "I am the one, John. You have seen clearly who I truly am." And so while the scripture leads us to wonder with John about the legitimacy of Jesus' messiahship, the New Testament is absolutely clear, as is the church, on affirming the centrality of John in the unfolding of the story of salvation. One of the great things about a day like today, this solemnity, is that we're part of a beautiful tradition that Catholic Christians have been celebrating this Mass since the 4th century. And St. Augustine makes the interesting point that the only people whose births we celebrate during the course of the year are, of course, Our Lady, our Savior, and John the Baptist. And one of the things I like to think about when we consider this solemnity, what's now beginning to happen? Well, from now and until the birth of Jesus, each day will get a little bit shorter. It will get a little bit darker that much earlier. And then at the birth of our Lord on the 25th of December, what will happen? Well, the days are starting to get lighter, lighter, and lighter. And this sort of brings together how at the middle of the year, we celebrate this birth, and at the end of the year, we will celebrate the birth. So why is John the Baptist so important for us to consider? And there's one thing that I'd like to think about now for the next couple of minutes. John the Baptist is so important because he inaugurates what we would call the era of grace. In our gospel reading for today, we have a beautiful illustration of this. The first thing that I would say is the name John means God is graceful. Or another way of putting it, God's gift. And so John, by his very name, expresses the reality of the era of grace. But then even more importantly, I love this observation by Origen, who was a church father of the 3rd century. And as we heard in the gospel, everyone expected that John would be named Zechariah because this was the tradition, like father, like son. But listen to what Origen says about the meaning of the name Zechariah, and then adding to the meaning of the name John. The name Zechariah means remembering God, but John signifies pointing to. Now, memory relates to something that is absent, pointing to something that is present. But John was not about to set forth the memory of God as absent, but with his finger, he was pointing to the one who is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. So what does this tell us? Origen helps us to see that Zechariah, in a way, remembers what God has done. And St. John the Baptist points to what God is going to do. This is so helpful for us to remember the nature of John's ministry. And remember, in John's gospel, St. John the Baptist says of himself, "I must decrease so that he may increase." And again, let's just think back to how now the days are getting a little bit darker each day. Light is decreasing. so that then at the celebration of our Lord's Nativity, the light can begin to increase. But here's another thing that we need to remember about John and his father Zechariah. Although it wasn't explicitly stated in our text here in terms of all that had happened to Zechariah, remember that he was silent throughout Elizabeth's pregnancy? Well, St. Augustine has a beautiful interpretation of this, that what Zechariah's silence points to is the silence of the prophetic voice within Israel for hundreds of years. Because the last of the prophets was Malachi, who died some 400 years before Jesus. And at the end of the prophet Malachi, he anticipates the coming of John the Baptist. So Zechariah's silence is representative of not only the silence of the prophets, but even more importantly, says St. Augustine, that now that he can speak, his words represent how the prophetic voice can only be fully understood in relation to Jesus Christ. And so there's so much going on here below the surface that speaks again to the grace of John the Baptist. When we think this through, one last thought. Think of our Blessed Mother. When our Lord is born, she, of course, is a virgin, and she is young. When John the Baptist is born, Elizabeth is old, but has been unable to have a child. And so at the very heart of the life of John the Baptist is how God's grace points to what only God can do, and that is to bring about new life. One of our beautiful gifts within our church are the sacraments of the church, because the sacraments are the way, particularly the Eucharist and confession, where we can day by day appropriate the grace of God. And so today we are grateful that we can share in this solemnity that, as I say, goes back to the 300s. We can share in this day where we honor St. John the Baptist. And of course, what it means for us is we are invited to be men and women who are also pointing the way, pointing others to Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Did you know that John the Baptist is the patron saint of Canada? And so in a particular way, he can be an inspiration for us. For we live at a time where there are so many people who have no memory of the gospel at all, because they have no context for it in their lives. And so this is a time for the church to be able to be here, to be able to help by the way we are living our lives, to point others to Jesus. And one final thought. Because we're human, and because we live in the temporality of this world, like John the Baptist, we have times when we have questions. We might have times when we wonder, is this all really true? Is this really the heart of the matter? And we can say, even in the midst of our doubts, that yes, it is. Because the church, by the grace of God, has stood the test of time. And here, with St. John the Baptist, we can say, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world.